Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Monday evening. Greg Likens alongside Sam Madison, Keith Sims, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Comment Center. And we're pleased to be joined in studio by rookie defensive end from the Dolphins, Terrence Fidé. Terrence, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome. Great. How's training camp going so far for you?
Training camp is going good. It's been a long one so far. But, you know, we're progressing every day and we're just trying to get better.
All right, I got to ask you. You're the first Marist Red Fox ever to be drafted. What kind of reception and what have you heard, the feedback you've gotten from people around the program since you joined the Dolphins?
Well, first off, on the preseason game that just passed, you know, it was pretty crazy. Everybody was excited for me. It wasn't televised up in New York, so everybody, you know, went online, you know, found a way to buy it, you know, go on a website and figure it out. But other than that, they were very, very excited for me, and I was very excited myself.
Yeah, talk us through that first preseason game. I have to read this quote because I'm following you on Twitter, and so I see via Instagram you posted on Twitter a picture of yourself in a Dolphins uniform, got the 78 going there, and then he said, quote, "The dream becomes a reality tonight. Hashtag fins up, hashtag beat the Falcons." What was the experience like? I know it was a preseason game, but your first NFL game.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, us guys dream about our whole lives, you know. Growing up, we wanted to play in the NFL, and it was just so surreal that, you know, I was going to play in my first NFL game. And it was crazy. When I stepped on the field for warm-ups, it was just like, I'm here. Now it's time to, you know, show up. I can't just be here and not do anything, you know. I just got to, you know, step up and do what I got to do.
Tell us a little bit about being in that defensive line room. You got all pro, you know, Cameron Wake there to help you learn. You've got Randy Starks, who's been the Pro Bowl, Olivia Vernon, who's a young guy up and coming, 11 sacks last year. When you step inside that room and sit in the back, you know, how do you absorb and figure out what to do based on the experience in that room?
Well, in meetings, I'm pretty much quiet back there. I'm just, you know, I'm just looking at to see what they do, you know, what they're saying to coach, how their responses are to coaches. But when we're on the field, that's when I'm asking the most questions. You know, I'm asking Derek Shelby, I'm asking Cam and OV, you know, what should I do if the tackle does this? Should I, you know, step down, scream down the line, make a play? Or, you know, just Cam is like one of the best pass rushers that I've ever seen in my life. So when I need to figure out a move to get to the tackle, that's the guy I go to and ask.
Typically, they say when you get to the NFL, it's like facing the best guy you faced on Saturday every single snap in practice. You had your first preseason game against the Falcons. When you went out there and you looked at those offensive tackles, how are they different than the guys you faced in college?
Well, their size, that was a big difference. I would say he was very athletic, the tackle that I went against. But it wasn't something that I haven't seen before, you know, during practice, you know, out here with these guys. So I wasn't intimidated or anything like that. You know, when I went out there, I just worked on the techniques that we learned and did throughout practice.
Juwan James, Jarvis Landry, Walt Akins, all of these guys, they go before you, the seventh round pick, but yet and still you're here with us talking. You know, a lot of expectation been placed on you because of just your image, the way that you came in, the way you prepared yourself, and the way that you learned. How have you taken that, you know, away from all of those guys getting drafted before you, but yet and still you're going out and you're putting out the best effort every day?
Well, getting drafted was, you know, a great experience in my life, but, like, once you're out here on the field, none of that really matters. So you just need to get that out of your mind and just ball. You got to make the team. Everybody has to make the team somehow, you know?
Terrence Fidé, rookie defensive end from the Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Terrence, Sam just reeled off some of the players in your rookie class. And talking to some of your classmates there, it seems like you guys are a really tight-knit group, that you guys all hang out together and you're all very focused to try and make this team better.
Oh, yeah. We all hang out, you know, on our off time, whether it's in the gaming room or at the hotel. You know, we're all close and we all want each other to, you know, succeed and do good. And that's something that I, you know, really appreciate, because we're able to pick each other up when someone's down, or we're also able to push each other out on the field, whether it's competition level. You know, I go against Juwan every day in practice, and he's pretty good, and he gets me better, and sometimes, you know, I would like to hope that I get him better.
Terrence, when you go through the ups and downs of training camp, particularly as a rookie, you know, you're a name that's been talked about a lot, that's been showing flashes of the ability to play in this league and make this roster. How do you react when you have a bad practice? Everyone can take praise well, but how do you react and come back after the next day or the next practice when you know it hasn't been a good day for Terrence?
When I have a bad practice, you know, it hurts me inside, because nobody like, well, me, I don't want to have a bad practice. I want to go out there and get better every day. But that doesn't happen, obviously. But when I do have a bad practice, you know, I just go into the meeting rooms and just watch film to see what I did, you know, not good. And Coach Casey was able to, you know, correct my mistakes. And I just hope not to make the same mistake over again when I go out there on the field.
A brand new offense was installed this year for the Miami Dolphins. And you had opportunity to go against Ryan Tannehill as a pass rusher. You know, your main goal is getting to the quarterback, getting him on the ground. How have you seen Ryan Tannehill, the way that he's getting rid of the ball? You know, first time really seeing him, but he's been very impressive the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. You know, the preseason game, I don't think he had an incompletion, you know. But going against him every day is getting us better. And, you know, just the timing, like they get the ball off so quick. So you just need to have what you're going to do in your mind and just get to it and do what you got to do.
Terrence Vidae, rookie defensive end from the Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Terrence, it's been interesting to hear the coaching staff describe you. And most of the time when you hear Coach Philbin and Coach Kevin Coyle describing you, they say, you know what? He's a bit unorthodox. He's not doing everything exactly the way we want it, but he shows up on film, and he's got a big motor. He's constantly getting after the quarterback. And what is it about your game that you think that, one, you do well, but also that you can improve upon now that you've seen the NFL, at least in a short period of time?
I would say that, you know, I'm able to play the run, you know, with great poise and, like, you know, great leverage. But one thing that I need to work on is my pass rushing skills, because at my level that I was playing at, you know, I was able to get away with a lot of things where it was just easy to, you know, bull rush a tackle over or, you know, just run past them without even using my hands. But here, you have to use technique because you're going against all Americans every day. You know, it's something that I had to learn and I'm still learning, and I just want to get better at it.
Terrence, most young players try to model their skill set or what they do well against somebody in the league. When you look in the NFL, who would you say your skill set best suits?
I mean, I like one of my favorite players growing up was Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. But that's
no
a tough
gap in your teeth, though.
No gap in my teeth. But you know that's a tough act to follow. But
Hall
you know,
of Famer too.
Hall of Famer now. Yeah. But you know that's someone that I would like to, you know, mold my game to. You know,
Terrence. Today when we watched practice and heard the coaches speak afterwards, they said that there was a big emphasis on physicality and tackling. I'm curious, now that you've been in training camp for a little while, how difficult is it to practice that when you want to be physical, but at the same time, you're trying not to hurt your teammates?
Yeah, it's a lot different from at Marist. When we go live, we go live. You know, we're going running through the ball, taking the running backs down. But here, you know, the emphasis is more on, you know, staying healthy and doing your job. So when we're out there, you know, we're told not to bring them down to the ground, but we still have to, you know, have our technique by, you know, thudding and wrapping up and doing what we got to do.
All right, Terrence, a couple quick things for you. One, I ask this to every rookie, so I'm curious, have you had a welcome to the NFL moment at some point since the draft?
Not, I can't really think of one right now.
Not even walking on that field in the Georgia Dome Friday night?
All right, I would say because my first NFL play was the first play of the game because I started on a kickoff return against the Falcons. And when I was out there, you know, I had the butterflies in my stomach. I was kind of nervous. And I think I had a double team with A.J. Francis. The guy was running down. But, you know, we both did a great job, and we kicked him out of there, you know. I guess that was my NFL moment.
And the other thing I do have to mention here, we might have a first for Keith Sims since his playing days, is that he's lined up next to another 78 right here.
That's true. Okay.
Formerly Richmond Webb, and now you have Terrence Vidae next year.
And on my left side.
Right to the
left.
Yeah. It makes
sense,
right?
It just fits real well.
We've
been at Richmond for 9 years.
Got some good synergy here. So just wanted to point that out. Hey, Terrence, good catching up with you. Appreciate you joining us here on the show. And keep up the good work as we keep hearing your name pop up and all the buzz. And stay healthy this preseason.
All right, cool. Thank you guys for having me.
There he is, Terrence Vidae, rookie defensive end from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. Much more to come in the 5 o'clock hour as we continue on and talk about the preseason game and also the practices that have occurred since then. Also, behold blue skies, calm waters, and pristine beaches. Behold the Bahamas. Visit Bahamas.com for deals and packages today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.